How to turn small talk into real conversation. Small talk serves as the social lubricant that helps us navigate initial interactions, but it often leaves us feeling disconnected and unfulfilled. Whether you're at a networking event, meeting new colleagues, or trying to deepen existing relationships, the ability to transition from superficial exchanges to meaningful dialogue is a crucial skill that can transform your personal and professional relationships. In our increasingly connected yet paradoxically isolated world, genuine human connection has become more valuable than ever. While small talk about weather, traffic, or weekend plans might feel safe and predictable, it rarely creates the bonds that lead to lasting relationships, career opportunities, or personal growth. The art of elevating conversations beyond the mundane requires intention, skill, and courage, but the rewards are immeasurable. Understanding the barriers to deeper connection. Before we can master the transition from small talk to real conversation, we must first understand what keeps us trapped in superficial exchanges. Fear plays a significant role, fear of judgment, rejection, or appearing too personal too quickly. Many people worry that asking deeper questions might make others uncomfortable or that sharing more meaningful thoughts could expose their vulnerabilities. Social conditioning also creates barriers. We've been taught that certain topics are safe while others are off limits in casual interactions. This creates an invisible wall that prevents authentic connection. Additionally, our fast-paced culture often prioritizes efficiency over depth, making us feel rushed to keep conversations light and brief. Another major obstacle is the lack of awareness about conversation dynamics. Many people don't realize that most individuals actually crave more meaningful interactions and are simply waiting for someone to take the first step toward deeper engagement. The foundation: creating psychological safety. The key to transforming small talk into real conversation lies in creating an environment where both parties feel safe to share more authentically. Psychological safety is the bedrock of meaningful dialogue. It's the feeling that you can express yourself without fear of negative consequences or judgment. To establish this safety, start by being genuinely present. Put away your phone, make appropriate eye contact, and demonstrate through your body language that you are fully engaged in the interaction. This simple act of presence signals to the other person that they have your complete attention and that what they say matters. Active listening is another crucial component. This means not just waiting for your turn to speak, but truly processing what the other person is saying, asking follow-up questions, and reflecting back what you've heard. When people feel heard and understood, they naturally become more open and willing to share deeper thoughts and feelings. Strategic transition techniques. The transition from small talk to meaningful conversation doesn't have to be abrupt or awkward. Specific phrases and techniques can serve as bridges that naturally elevate the conversation while maintaining comfort for both parties. One effective strategy is the story invitation technique. Instead of asking closed-ended questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no, invite the other person to share a story. For example, rather than asking, "Did you have a good weekend?" try, "What was the highlight of your weekend?" Or, "Tell me about something that made you smile recently." Another powerful technique is the values exploration approach. After someone shares a surface-level fact, dig deeper by exploring the values or emotions behind their choices. If someone mentions they enjoy hiking, don't just ask about their favorite trails, ask what draws them to hiking or how it makes them feel. This shifts the conversation from facts to feelings and values. The assumption reversal method can also create deeper engagement. Instead of making small talk assumptions, challenge them gently. When someone says they're just a teacher or accountant, you might respond with, "There's nothing just about that. What inspired you to choose that path?" This communicates that you see them as more than their job title. The power of vulnerability. Authentic connection requires some degree of mutual vulnerability. This doesn't mean oversharing personal details with strangers, but rather being willing to share something real about yourself that goes beyond surface-level information. Moving from small talk to real talk often requires taking the first step in modeling the depth you'd like to see in the conversation. Start with what researchers call appropriate self-disclosure, sharing something personal but not overly intimate that relates to the current topic. If someone mentions stress at work, you might share a brief story about a challenging project you recently completed and how you handled it, rather than just saying "that's tough" and moving on. Vulnerability is contagious in the best possible way. When you share something genuine about your experiences, thoughts, or feelings, it gives the other person permission to do the same. This creates a positive cycle where both parties gradually become more open and authentic. Advanced conversation techniques. Once you've mastered the basics of transitioning from small talk, you can employ more sophisticated techniques to turn small talk into big talk that creates lasting impact. One such technique is the emotional granularity approach, where you help others articulate their feelings with more precision. Instead of accepting surface-level emotional descriptions like good or fine, gently probe for more specific emotions. When you say it was a good meeting, what specifically made it feel good? Was it energizing, satisfying, or maybe surprising? This helps people connect more deeply with their own experiences while creating richer dialogue. The future focus technique involves shifting conversations from past events to future aspirations and goals. While small talk often centers on what happened, how was your vacation, meaningful conversation explores what someone hopes will happen, what kind of experiences are you hoping to have in your next adventure. Another advanced technique is perspective shifting, where you invite others to consider different viewpoints or imagine alternative scenarios. This can transform a simple complaint about a situation into a thoughtful discussion about challenges, solutions, and personal growth. Reading nonverbal cues and adjusting accordingly. Successful conversation elevation requires sensitivity to nonverbal communication. Understanding communication dynamics means paying attention to body language, tone of voice, and energy levels to gauge how comfortable someone is with the direction of the conversation. Positive signs that someone is open to deeper conversation include leaning in, maintaining eye contact, asking follow-up questions, and matching your energy level. They might also start sharing more details voluntarily or begin asking you similar depth questions in return. Conversely, if someone crosses their arms, looks around the room frequently, gives shorter responses, or seems to redirect back to safer topics, they may not be ready for deeper engagement. In these cases, it's important to respect their boundaries and either return to lighter topics or gracefully end the conversation. The key is to be responsive rather than pushy. Effective communication strategies involve reading these cues accurately and adjusting your approach accordingly, ensuring that both parties feel comfortable throughout the interaction. Context-specific applications. The techniques for deepening conversations vary depending on the setting and relationship dynamics. In professional networking environments, focus on career motivations, industry challenges, and professional growth rather than personal details. Questions like what drew you to this field, or what trends are you most excited about in your industry, can create meaningful professional connections. In social settings with acquaintances, you might explore shared interests, values, and experiences. What's something you've learned recently that changed how you think? Or what kind of things do you find yourself discussing with friends most often? Can reveal common ground and shared perspectives. For deeper relationships with friends, family, or romantic partners, the goal might be to explore emotions, dreams, fears, and personal growth. Communication principles remain consistent across contexts, but the depth and type of questions should be appropriate for the relationship level. Keeping conversations flowing naturally. Once you've successfully transitioned to deeper dialogue, maintaining momentum becomes crucial. Natural conversation flow requires balancing speaking and listening, knowing when to probe deeper and when to shift topics, and maintaining energy without forcing the interaction. One effective method is the thread following technique, where you pick up on interesting threads from what someone has shared and explore them further. If someone mentions they recently started a new hobby, don't just acknowledge it, ask what inspired them to try it, what they've learned so far, or how it's different from what they expected. Another important aspect is knowing when and how to reciprocate. After someone shares something meaningful, look for opportunities to share something similar about yourself. This creates balance and prevents the conversation from feeling like an interview. The art of asking engaging questions. The quality of your questions largely determines the depth of your conversations. Interesting conversations often stem from thoughtful, engaging questions that go beyond surface-level information gathering. Instead of asking "What do you do?", try "What's the most interesting project you've worked on lately?", rather than "Where are you from?". Consider "What's one thing about where you grew up that most people wouldn't know?". These reformulated questions invite storytelling and personal reflection rather than simple factual responses. The superlative strategy involves asking about extremes or notable examples. "What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?" Or "What's the most surprising thing that's happened to you this year?" These questions naturally lead to more engaging stories and insights. Common mistakes to avoid. Several common mistakes can derail attempts to deepen conversations. One major error is being too aggressive in trying to force depth too quickly. Meaningful conversation is like a dance. It requires both partners to be willing participants, and pushing too hard can make others uncomfortable and cause them to withdraw. Another mistake is making the conversation entirely about gathering information about the other person without sharing anything meaningful about yourself. This creates an imbalanced dynamic that can feel interrogative rather than conversational. Failing to read social cues is another significant error. Some people may not be in the mood for deeper conversation due to time constraints, stress, or personal preferences. Respecting these boundaries is crucial for maintaining positive relationships. Finally, avoid the trap of trying to fix or give advice when someone shares something personal. Often, people simply want to be heard and understood, not receive solutions. Focus on acknowledging their feelings and experiences rather than jumping to problem-solving mode. Building long-term conversation skills. Developing the ability to turn small talk into real conversation is an ongoing process that improves with practice and intentionality. Start by setting small goals, perhaps aim to ask one deeper question in each conversation you have this week, or practice sharing one genuine thing about yourself beyond surface-level information. Reflect on your conversations afterward. What worked well? When did you feel most connected to the other person? What questions or topics seemed to resonate most? This reflection helps you identify patterns and improve your approach over time. Consider keeping a mental or written collection of engaging questions and conversation starters. Having these readily available can boost your confidence and help you avoid falling back into autopilot small talk mode. The ripple effect of meaningful conversation. The impact of transforming small talk into real conversation extends far beyond individual interactions. When you consistently engage in more meaningful dialogue, you become known as someone who creates genuine connections. This reputation can open doors professionally, deepen personal relationships, and contribute to a more fulfilling social life. Moreover, meaningful conversations have a ripple effect. When you model depth and authenticity, others often carry that energy into their subsequent interactions. You become a catalyst for more genuine connection in your broader community. In our digital age, where much communication happens through screens and abbreviated messages, the ability to create real human connection through conversation is increasingly rare and valuable. Those who master this skill stand out in both personal and professional contexts. Conclusion. Transforming small talk into real conversation is both an art and a skill that can be developed with intention and practice. It requires courage to move beyond safe, surface-level exchanges and the wisdom to do so in ways that honor both your own authenticity and others' comfort levels. The journey from "how's the weather?" to "what energizes you most about your work?" or from "nice weekend" to "what's something you're looking forward to?" represents more than just a change in question style. It represents a commitment to genuine human connection in a world that often settles for less. By creating psychological safety, practicing strategic vulnerability, asking engaging questions, and remaining sensitive to social cues, you can consistently elevate your conversations beyond the mundane. The result is not just better small talk, but the foundation for relationships, opportunities, and connections that can enrich every aspect of your life. Remember that meaningful conversation is a gift you give both to yourself and to others. In a world full of surface-level interactions, the person who can create depth and authenticity in dialogue becomes a beacon for genuine human connection. Start small, practice regularly, and watch as your ability to turn small talk into real conversation transforms not just your conversations, but your entire approach to building relationships and connecting with others.